Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes. Beat Buzzing with you today with Roxy Goodsonrider of DuPont, talking pasture management after this. Neighbors, make plans now to attend the largest annual gathering of ranchers and landowners in the Southwest. The 135th Annual Texas and Southwestern Cattle Raisers Association's Annual Convention, School for Successful Ranching, and the TSCRA Trade Show is coming to Fort Worth, Texas, March 30th to April 1st. For more information, call 800-242-7820 or visit tscra.org/convention. Register before the 16th of March and you'll receive discounted registration pricing for the TSCRA Convention. DuPont Range and Pasture Manager Roxy Goodsonrider joining us today, talking about pasture management and especially taking care of weeds after the drought problems we had in 2011.
What we need to do is really ask producers to start looking at their pasture and seeing what's happening out there. And when they're getting rain, the first thing that's going to come on is the weeds. They're going to be more competitive than the grass, unfortunately. So the key thing to help that grass recover is take that competition away as soon as you can. So that means in some cases, like right now in parts of Oklahoma, we're seeing a lot of winter annual weeds already up where we've had rain. You know, let those weeds get 2 to 4 inches tall and take them out then before they start to compete. A pretty economical treatment is something like Cimarron Max. We'll take a lot of those broadleaf weeds out and let that grass really take off and be more aggressive when it does have moisture to grow with.
I know that's one thing we've always heard consistently is the earlier you can get to the weeds, the better off you are.
Yeah, you know, we learned it in crop years ago that, you know, very early on it starts to compete, but if you can take it out before it does, and especially this year because of the recovery that we need that grass to go through, the earlier we get them taken out, the better off. So probably the biggest switch that I would see from past years is just thinking about things at an earlier time. The other thing we might look for, you know, in Oklahoma there's a lot of winter annual grass species that are problems too. And we might look for those. You can take those out early as well with a product Pastora. So Pastora herbicide takes out the broadleaves, but also things like little barley or some of the ryegrass species. So again, that could be put on Bermuda grass when it's dormant, but when those winter annuals are up and growing.
Ideal time is fairly early, right?
It is. So for these winter annuals that we're talking about, I mean, we're talking about a March treatment, so we're right into it already with this being February. For some of these droughty areas, we probably want to take the winter annuals out and then go back and assess it in another month or two and see what's happening with the grass recovery, see what other problem species in the summer start to come, and then reevaluate what we need to do after that. So it's going to be a little bit of a long-term process, as bad as it got in some areas.
And Roxy says the real key is to go ahead and get those weeds out of the way, allow the grass to get growing good, assess it down the road in a few weeks, and most certainly let it get a little size on it once again before you turn cattle back out on a lot of these pastures that were beaten down so badly because of the drought of 2011. Now, looking ahead, she's really excited right now about some of the things in the pipeline that DuPont will be having come out in the next year or so that'll benefit folks with pasture and range.
We do. We have a whole new family of herbicides that we're going to be launching into range and pasture. We're in the process of the research and development work right now. And the reason I get excited when I think about it is the research trials are showing activity on some of the species that have just been really hard for producers to do anything with. If you go your southern area, south, very good on mesquite. We're seeing some good activity there. You know, there's some key species like Cerisa lespidigia that it doesn't seem to matter if we put it on in the spring or fall. It's given us some flexibility that we've never had for controlling that. Blackberry, some of the briars type species that cause trouble. So, yeah, we're pretty excited about the new family. And then just we're announcing at the show, Ron, here that along with that new family of products, that we're hiring a team of range and pasture specialists. And that team is there to support those new products and to build knowledge within our company on range and pasture management and, you know, different management strategies, but also to work with customers on that issue. So we're bringing in some additional people to really focus on this market segment.
I know that we're hearing a lot about, obviously, with higher priced grain, the value of that forage is getting pulled up as well. I guess this is one of the reasons why you're interested in going this direction, right?
you know, that's one of the reasons. One of it is a little bit, you know, with a company like DuPont, you've got your pipeline and you're looking at these new chemistries as they come forward. And this one just happened to show really good activity on some species that we've been holding up for years that we knew producers needed help on. And now we've got something to do that. So the timing actually falls in really nice with what you just said. You know, standing forage, standing feed is a key direction with the cost of feed that's out there today. So we can help that.
Roxy Goodson-Ryder of DuPont, she's their pasture and range manager, talking about some of the opportunities they've got in this arena in the days to come with some new chemistry on the way that she says will be a benefit to our producers. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
It's time for the Pollard Farms Performance Genetics 13th Annual Bull and Commercial Female Sale. It's coming up Saturday, February 25th at Waucomas, Oklahoma. Now, the sale begins at 12:30, selling 80 home-raised service-age Angus bulls, 140 commercial females, about 100 commercial spring calving first-time heifers, about 40 mature calves, half fall calvers and half spring calvers. For more information, just call 580-758-1464. Or for a complete catalog, go online at pollardfarms.com.
We remind you previous Beef Buzz shows up on our website at www.oklahomafarmreport.com. Click on the Beef Buzz button on the left-hand side of any page and check out previous Beef Buzz shows. Have a great day, everybody. That is your Beef Buzz. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network.